In today's video, I'm going to talk about which currency pairs I trade and the reasons why. So let's get into that right now. Hi Forex traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and I'm on holiday in Paris. Sorry if I'm shedding, but as you can tell, there's a lot of noise behind me. I'm actually at the Arc de Triomphe, as you can see here. A magnificent part of Paris. I absolutely love it over here. So let's get into the trading itself. Well, just because I'm in Paris doesn't mean to say I've been trading the euro. You know, it's important to trade what you see on the charts at the time. What's looking strong? What's looking weak? And so I deliberately never get too worried about which pairs I'm trading. In fact, the only pair that I've traded this week on the daily charts, as I've been on holiday and I haven't really traded that as much as I really should have, is the New Zealand dollar, Canadian dollar on the daily charts, and that's all I've traded. So you think about the New Zealand dollar and the Canadian dollar, not exactly the most prominent currency pair out there, but that's what I've taken. And I've just looked on my charts on my mobile phone just a couple minutes before I made this video, and I'm up over 1.2% for that particular trade. So it just goes to show that, you know, you trade the pair that's showing the best setup at the time, and that's regardless of the currency pair. Personally for me, I look through the daily charts each day, and I look through the strengths and the weaknesses, the likely strong currencies, the likely weak currencies, and then you put those two pairs together. So, you know, for instance, I was taking a buy trade on the New Zealand Canadian dollar. So I was looking for strength in the New Zealand and weakness in the Canadian dollar. Put the two together. The pair itself actually showed a really good, strong buy trade setup. So I took the trade. I put part of my order in at the market and another part at the retracement, at a retracement level that I used. So as I was buying the pair, I was looking for the pair to move back lower first and get me in on a retracement order before then pulling away and moving up into the long position. In the end, the retracement order never fell, but of course the market order's in straight away and I'm in really good profit on that market order. So regardless of the time frame that you trade, to me it's really important to trade the technical setup that's showing the best at the time, regardless of what that is, regardless of where you live. You know, like I said, I'm from New Zealand, so it doesn't mean to say I'm always trading the New Zealand dollar. I'm in Europe this week. I was in America last week. Doesn't mean to say I'm taking the US dollar. So I hope that helps you take what's showing the best technical trade at the time. Do that and you'll give yourself a lot better chance of making some really good money from trading, rather than just concentrating maybe just on one pair, on let's say the British pound US dollar, just because you think it's a high volatility pair. It is, but it doesn't mean to say that all the time it's showing the best setups. As an example, you might, let's say, have strength in the British pound and strength in the British pound, and also strength in the US dollar on the same day. Well, put those two together, what are you likely to see? Well, potentially not that much movement on the British pound US dollar that day, you know. And so that's how I view the market, looking for obvious strong currencies, obvious weak currencies, and taking advantage of that for the upcoming day within the markets. So I hope that helps. This time next week, I'm going to be coming to you on the video and podcast from Tokyo. So be interesting to see what's happening over there with the Japanese yen. So once again, this is Andrew Mitchum, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach from Paris. Au revoir and good trading. Bye for now.